As more and more people turn to bicycles for transportation, fun, and fitness, one might think it would be really great to be able to bike between Detroit and Windsor. Once upon a time, that could happen, but no more. Cyclists on social media write of back in the day when they could ride or people could walk across the Ambassador Bridge from Detroit to Windsor and back. But after Maddie Maroon bought the Ambassador Bridge, the bike and pedestrian walkway was replaced by wider lanes to better handle those big 18-wheelers. So what's left? And what's needed to improve prospects for cross-border biking in Detroit and Windsor? Well, let's turn to a couple of veterans of the cycling scene in both cities. Lori Newton is Executive Director of Bike Windsor Essex. Hello, Lori.
Hello.
And Dave Sands is a journalist for Modeshift. He was formerly with the Huffington Post, and Dave has been covering cross-border biking issues for some years now. Hi, Dave.
Howdy, Cynthia.
Good to have you both with us. Dave, let's say I am planning a cycling trip around Lake Erie. What happens when I wheel into Detroit and I'm ready to cross into Windsor?
Well, it's pretty difficult to get across. You know, I was speaking to a Windsor cyclist who was at a slow roll event a while back, and he said to cross, it's difficult. You either have to pack up your bike in your car or ride a bus through the Windsor Tunnel, but then you have to have it disassembled in a bike bag. So it's not the easiest of tasks. You don't just whisk across.
And I think a lot of people are surprised to know that until you think about it and go, well, yeah, I mean, I've been on the Ambassador Bridge and, you know, trucks and cars only, and certainly not through the tunnel. Lori, what about ferry services?
Well, it's a dream at this point, but we're really looking forward to promoting and having at least a pilot project for a ferry to come over. We would like to be able to go from downtown Detroit to downtown Windsor with our bikes or walking, rekindle that historic connection that our two cities have had.
When I was reading some comments amongst the cycling community, and somebody wrote, well, yeah, if you want to take a ferry, you can go up to Algonac or Marine City.
That's right.
That is stunning. Lori, what about the take from Windsor's biking community? What would it be like for folks to have that clear pathway to get to and from Windsor and Detroit?
It would have a tremendous impact on our community. We would be very excited to have an opportunity to ride our bikes across on a ferry. Right now, we have an awful lot of Windsor cyclists and Essex County cyclists who are very excited to go over and participate in the Monday night slow rolls. To do that, we have to put our bicycles on our car, so you need the rack, you need the bike on the car, and of course, many of us have a two-bicycle rack. It's very, very difficult to get any more than a couple of people over at a time, so you end up with convoys of cars crossing the border to go not very far, and if we had a ferry, of course, we could just get downtown Windsor and cross over for that Monday night ride. That would be fantastic, and honestly, when we have out-of-town guests coming from anywhere, from Europe or across Ontario or Canada, one of the main things that everyone wants to do is to go and explore Detroit. And Detroit has moved so far forward with fantastic cycling infrastructure, all those big wide roads that have lent themselves to creating bike lanes and even some protected bike lanes. It's an opportunity for us to go and explore a new country, and we would like to see the same back and forth. We have our wineries out in the county, and then to be able to invite Detroiters over on their bicycles or people from beyond Detroit to come over and explore our wineries, that would be pretty fantastic.
Dave Sands, do you think there is enough potential business from cyclists and walkers to financially support a ferry?
I think so. There's a ton of interest, national attention on Detroit. The city's building what's called an inner circle greenway, which is this big sort of loop around the center of the city that people can travel through. And I hear there's something similar happening in Windsor. So if there was a way to get across, you could do a big figure eight between both cities. So lots and lots of interest and lots of cyclists. You see them with slow roll. There's like thousands and thousands of people who come here. So yeah, I think there's interest, and I hear about it from folks in the community.
And I know, Laura, you mentioned this pilot idea. What's that about? Who's involved, and what would it take to make it happen?
Well, both of our communities are doing an open streets event where we're closing down several kilometers of our streets in September. The American side, some of the cycling groups over there have mentioned that they would love to maybe coordinate a pilot of the ferry for our Open Streets Day, and we could have the first truly international Open Streets event where we would have Open Streets in Detroit and Open Streets in Windsor, and we could cross and go back and forth. I mean, that would be fantastic. But also, we're looking at some pretty significant rides that take place across the trails, the broader trails right down to Ohio and up through Ontario, even to Quebec. Our Quebec cycling routes are known across the world, really, for 5,000 kilometers that you can travel. There are a lot of long-distance cyclists who want to do some major rides, and they want to cross here so that they can access that trail and continue up further north. So the opportunities are really quite amazing. I recently rode the five-borough ride in New York. 35,000 people show up for that ride. So with 5,000 people showing up at the Slow Roll in Detroit and hundreds on the Windsor side for other rides, we have so much potential here. And of course, given our climate and given the flatness of our land, we are just filled with opportunity for what we could do with cycling. It would be a draw and a magnet across North America for certain.
David, it's many, many years from being done, but what are the prospects for being able to cycle or walk on the Gordie Howe Bridge?
Well, I spoke with a representative from the Windsor-Detroit Bridge Authority, which is the Canadian agency that's overseeing the bridge, back in May. And they said that they had schematics in place, blueprints for that possibility, and they kind of said they were interested, but they're still in the bidding process. But I do know that, you know, in the last couple months, a bunch of different organizations, including, you know, City of Detroit, Windsor, the Canadian Consulate, local bike groups like the Detroit Greenways Coalition, basically produced a map that had different routes that you could go from across both sides of the border. So I think that there's a lot of political will to get it done, and I know that the authority is considering. It's just we don't know yet, and I can't say anything definitive at this point. But there's a lot of interest, and there's a lot of a push for it.
Now, we are certainly living in an age where there's far more scrutiny of our respective borders than there used to be. What kinds of safety and security issues would need to be addressed? Let's say, for example, Lori, as you talk about this pilot ferry that there's hopes to see in September, what kind of safety and border issues have to be addressed?
Well, people have to go through customs, although this is nothing new. We have border crossings for cyclists and pedestrians in Niagara, at Gananoque, and at other areas. There are a number of options that the customs people could put into place. Again, it comes down to the will of those who are looking at budget items and seeing that there is a true potential for this opportunity. We're looking at the bridge as well, where the bridge lane would not be something that my grandmother would get out on a Sunday afternoon and go ride. It'll be a destination ride, I think, for people to come and ride that. And you will have to have some sort of customs at the other end, but how complex that needs to be is yet to be seen. I've gone through both Niagara and Gananoque, and it's not a very complicated process. You have your ID on you, and you go through. Of course, in this region, we're very, very accustomed to crossing. So cyclists would have to have the same as would pedestrians. And there also would have to be some safety for a bridge crossing where people couldn't inadvertently find themselves riding with traffic or falling off the bridge. But again, those are engineering issues and customs issues that would be dealt with.
I was just in San Francisco and went across the Golden Gate Bridge and saw them.
Yeah.
And so we certainly know that can all be engineered. Well, it certainly is a vision worth pursuing, and hopefully it will come together. And it'll be interesting to see if you can get that pilot ferry up and going in September and maybe convince somebody there's a business opportunity. Lori Newton is executive director of Bike Windsor Essex, and Dave Sands is a journalist for Mode Shift. Dave joined us via Skype. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on, Cynthia.